Blog Talk Radio.
We're your friends,
your friends.
We're your neighbors,
we're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a hand,
lending hand.
And when God's favor. We're your friends,
your friends.
We're your neighbors,
we're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a hand,
lending
hand.
And when
God's favor.
You know, it seems.
Greetings, our radio listening audience, and welcome to the Sunday morning radio broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, The Reality of the Creator. Thank you again for joining us this morning as we bring to you another beautiful and profound discussion from Imam Shahid Shabazz, The Reality of the Creator, presents this morning, Allah is the only reality. Yes. Allah's reality began seeing Allah created. He put his divine goodness and justice into it. So the nature of all things is God-like. Allah also has always existed. Allah's world is unseen. Allah is unseen. Allah is one, is no one or nothing like Him. Allah is not three gods in one, nor does Allah have an earthly son. We need to understand this fact. We need to understand this fact before we can understand the true nature of our Creator. Allah created the world good in the beginning, and He is taking the world back to His divine goodness and justice. So, people, if you are wondering if this world is going to change, you don't have to wonder anymore. Allah created this material world to change or repeat itself. Good repeats good, and evil repeats evil. This is the true history of the world. If we don't change history, good or bad, it will come back. It is so because Allah created this world and because human beings have been endowed with a limited free will. We make choices. With these choices come consequences. If the choice is good, the consequence is good. If the choice is bad, the consequences are bad. So, don't think the world is bad or bad by nature. Nature doesn't have a free will. All nature follows the will of Allah. We people, if we want a good world, choose to follow Allah's will. We must follow the will by having a free will, people. We must change ourselves and change the world we live in. We can't go on doing evil and thinking we are going to get good results. This will never happen. And you don't have to have a PhD to understand this. PhD really means proper human development. This is what we need to change the world and ourselves. Thank you, our radio listening audience. for joining us again. As you can see, we have another beautiful and most profound discussion for you today. And we pray that you will sit back, relax, and enjoy, but be prepared. Be prepared to come on and join us. Push that number one button on your phone, and you will light up so that we will see you. Please join us this morning and enjoy. And now I bring to you Imam Shahid Shabazz.
As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam.
We would like to say peace be unto you all this morning. There's no way that you can greet another human being except with the peace of Almighty God. We need peace on earth. Peace brings about love and harmony. And peace also brings about justice. That is one the good that you enjoy for others and not want it all for yourself. And the Creator say you're not a true believer, no matter what your religion. It ain't but one God. And he say you're not a true believer until you want that which is good for yourself, for your brother also, your neighbor, your brother, your brothers among human beings, the human family. See, there's only one real family. That's the human family. With that said, we would like to open with the opening prayer, which is the prayer that Almighty God, Allah, revealed to all of his prophets and all of his messengers. And in this prayer alone, if you live by the words of the Creator in this prayer, it will save you from the evil and the destruction of yourself and this evil world. We'll begin in Arabic and we'll translate it in English. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahmanir Rahim. Maliki Yawmiddin. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Ihdinas siratal mustaqim. Siratal ladzina an'amta 'alayhim ghayril maghdubi 'alayhim waladdallin. Amen. We said in English, with the name Allah, the merciful, benefactor, the merciful, redeemer. Praise be to Allah. All praise be to Allah, the cherisher and sustainer of the worlds. Most gracious, most merciful, master, ruler of the day of judgment. Thee alone do we worship and thine aid we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those on whom thou hast bestowed thy grace, those whose portion is not wrath, and who go not astray. Amen. Thank you. As-salamu alaykum again. Now, what we want to start off with today is letting you know that the only reality is the Creator of creation. Why is he the only reality? Let's think about it. Let's go to the Bible, the Old Testament. And I ain't talking about no 500 years ago, since the white man brought African people here and wrote a Bible and gave them, and everything in the Bible was, that was godly or divine was made white. I ain't talking about that book. I'm talking about the Old Testament or the Injil or the Gospel that Jesus brought, or Prophet Esau is his name in Arabic, 2,000 years ago. Okay? I'm talking about that book. First of all, I want to say from that book, he said the kingdom of God is in us. And he said also, I in you and you in me. Meaning that the same God, the same Creator that created me, he put his spirit, his life in me, and he put his life-giving spirit in you also. Now, God being the only reality also, or Allah being the only reality, means that in the beginning, this is what I want to say first, but it's still good. In the beginning, the Bible that prophet Jesus brought for the Christians and for all the world, it says in the beginning it was God. And it was his word. That's what it said. It didn't say anything about it was a sun or moon, Jesus, Moses, Muhammad, nobody else. It said in the beginning it was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God. So in the beginning it was just the Word of Allah. And it says after Allah, he existed always. And it said that when he spoke his word, the first word he spoke was kun, be. And everything we see came into creation. And then things we don't see came into being. Angels, other beings. Because the Creator, he's not like creation. He don't have to take something from creation to create something. He's the one that created everything from nothing. And even though we don't see him, he sees us. Why? Because he's a spirit. He's all around us. He's omnipresent. He's never absent at any time or any place. And we should worship him as though we see him. And though we know we don't see him, we still should worship him like we see him. Why? Because that lets him know that you acknowledge that even though you're in a material world, this is not the real world, and it ain't no gods in this world, that he's still the unseen one God behind this world, watching you and watching everything you do. And even though you don't see him, he see you, and he's recording everything you do, so that after you leave this world and you die and you're resurrected for the day of judgment, he got everything, your whole little life on a record. So you can say, read your own record. Your own record is enough today to make out a full account of what you did. That's why faith in Almighty God also is personal. You can't go through something or somebody to get to God, the Creator. He's in you. You got to go look inside of yourself with good intentions, God and godly intentions. Also, I want to say that Almighty God, Allah, the Creator, he created the world good. Everything he created good. He said he created the world in 6 days, as it said in the Bible. And they say every day he created this part of the world, this part of the world of creation, the universe, it was good. So everything God created is good. And we must understand that God is all good. So if you want to really see God, you can't see him with the eyes in your head. You see God with the eyes in your heart. Why? Because your heart is made good. God put his goodness in our heart. So you really don't see with your eyes in your head. You see with the eyes in your heart. And what is the eyes in your heart? It's your spirit, your soul. So people today, most people are blinded by what they see. They look at the things they see and they act like these things are real. They worship these things. And these things are nothing but an illusion. They're just like the seasons. One season come in and it go out, and the other season go. We're only in this world for a season and a reason. See? And the reason we are here is to understand that our Creator, he loved us so much that he created us so we could share in his love, in his mercy, in his goodness, in his grace. He didn't get lonely. He don't need nothing. He's self-sufficient. But he's an unselfish God, unlike most people. And he wants all the good, his goodness, he wanted for his creation. And he gave it to all his creation. But the only reason we see evil in the world is because of people. Why? Because people have been blessed by the Creator with a limited free will. This means that we as people make choices. So we can choose the good and the peace of Allah, the Creator. We see all in the heavens and the earth and the universe. Or we can choose to go against His will and follow our will and bring about the hell in our own life and the hell we done made in the world down here on earth. And then we expect for God to change it. He didn't do it. He didn't do it. Why should He change it? Almighty God, Allah said He will never change the condition of a people or an individual until they first change what's in their heart. He made the world good. But because He gave us a limited free will as human beings, we made the world bad. And then He said it ain't going to change until we change our heart back to give it back to Him. And then He'll make it good. It's good again. And then we'll start making the world good on our own, just like we made it bad on our own by choosing to follow ourselves. Yeah, I want to open up like that right there. And I want to say the foundation of Al-Islam, for those who don't know what we believe in, the foundation of our faith is belief in one God, one Creator for all people. All people, one God, the same Creator. And the next thing, a principle of our faith that governs our faith is God, good intentions and sincerity. You know, good intentions and sincerity. Because if you don't have good intentions, you ain't going to do good. Good actions come from good intentions. And bad actually come from bad intentions. And when we do good, the good will show in good morality. We'll have good morals. You see, you can't say that you believe, you can say you believe in Almighty God, no matter what religion, even if you ain't got a religion. You can say, I believe in the Creator. But understand that the Creator is all good. Now, if you ain't doing all good, you got most people, Muslim, Christian, Jews, and all religions. You know what they're doing? And they done made it a fad, a social club. They mix good with evil, and they like that. They get thrills out of that, mixing good with evil. And I hear a lot of them talking about in their 60, 70 years old, 50 years old, I don't want no husband of 40, 50. You got a lot of women there, most of them. I don't want no husband. I just want me a boyfriend, you know. They don't even want to follow the laws of God no more. They want to change His law. Almighty God, Allah, He didn't create Adam and Eve as boyfriend and girlfriend. He created Adam and Eve as husband and wife. He created an institution called marriage, not boyfriend and girlfriend. Now, this don't mean that if you don't want to get married for a particular reason that's good, He'll accept that as long as you continue to live a good life. But He created the institution of marriage for our procreation so that we can extend our life on this earth by having children. And two men, males, can't have a child. Two females can't have a child, and we know it's wrong. But yet America done justified it and the world. And also I want to say before I stop at this time, Islam is not a religion. Religion. Islam is a way of life, a way you live. Life is in good, and death is in bad. Allah, our Creator, have also gifted us as people with so many blessings. And you know what? We should be grateful for Almighty God giving us life, first of all, and then not just give us life, but give us guidance in life so that we won't fall victim to the evil in life and destroy our life. And he's also given us all these blessings that we may be thankful and grateful to him, our Creator, because he has given us so many blessings. And he say, which of his blessings or favors will you deny? So I want to ask you all, which of the blessings and favors of Almighty God will you deny? Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum as-salam. Walaikum as-salam. Thank you. Thank you. As you can see, people, he is on his way today and speaking strong. Yes, indeed. Bringing a beautiful message. A beautiful message for the mind. To wake up these minds. Wake up the minds. Make them think. Make them think about what they're doing. Make these people think. What are we doing? And who are we truly living our life for? Who is our real God? Is this this material world? I remember there was a statement that was told to us years ago. And he said, your God is that in which you give the most of your attention and time to. Your God is that in which you give the most of your attention and time to. You don't think about that, do you? That's the reality, people. You should wake up in the morning with only the Creator, the Almighty God, Allah, on your mind, your true God on your mind. And you should wake up seeking his guidance and help and protection through the day. And that is through prayer. And during the middle of the day, to keep yourself, your mind off this wicked, cruel world and all the deception and desires that are introduced to you, all this glittering and gold and these things that are going on, take your attention away from your Creator. You should stop and make a prayer again to remind yourself that my attention is not supposed to be on worldly goods and things, but on the Almighty God who created me and the purpose that he put me here for, he allowed me to exist for. And when you go again at nighttime, instead of getting on that telephone, talking things, or trying to go out somewhere for a little drink and all, you should thank your Creator for blessing you through that day and asking him to be with you and protect you through the night. It's another prayer. So you see why it's necessary to have five prayers a day to keep our minds constantly on whose we are again and who we are. And you really didn't say that often. To keep us reminded of who we are, why are we here, okay? And who are we? Are we here for to compete with our neighbors? To have best girlfriends and boyfriends to keep our minds on and try to please them? Or are we here to please our Creator and to do his will? We don't even know his will, but we know what we need to do for this man or this woman that we are trying to please on earth. We know that. Yes, people, I just happen to be reading Quran as usual. And I came across a little section in Quran, and it's sort of like a footnote, basically, or an introductory note, isn't it? And it says, how fixed is the order holding together this material universe above and below us? Yes, it must give way before the vast, unfathomed truth in which man will see his past and his future in true perspective. To Allah he owes his life, and all its blessings will he not see. That the future depends on right and justice. Righteousness must come to its own, and so must discord and rebellion. And Imam Shabazz was just teaching on that and just telling me that. Yes, the day must come when discord must finally cease, and the peace of Allah and his command are all in all. And as you can see, our beautiful brothers and sisters, that the world itself is a peaceful world. The animals are not creating any discord of any kind and fussing and fighting and arguing. The only ones we have problem with are those that have been trained by man to do other than what they should be doing. They go on their merry way, enjoying this earth and checking it out each day. So does the birds and bees and all nature, the trees. Nothing is a chaos and conflict and confusion. It is man who brings us about in the environment. Man is the only one, and he has the choice between good and evil. But the problems that we are having today is because he has made the wrong choice, the choice to do evil. And in man shall heed Shabbat, it's here calling you back, awakening you up, awakening your minds back up to the reality that you must come back to the right way. You must come back to your Creator. It is He whom you must be following, His command, His will, and not the will of man or the will of self. And I want to remind you again, our beautiful radio listening audience, that you are listening to the Sunday morning radio broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, The Reality of the Creator. And this morning we are teaching on the fact that Allah is only reality. So now that I have introduced to you the show, we pray that you will sit back, relax, enjoy, or that you will call and invite others to listen in also. And please, push the number one button. If you're out there in the audience and you're listening, push the number one button on your telephone. And we will show up in our studio, and we will bring you on the air so that you can give a comment and join us. We'd love to hear from you. And now, Imam Shahid Shabazz.
Assalamu alaikum. Yeah, this is something I was thinking about as you was talking. I study a lot, read a lot, I watch a lot of movies that's educational, that's morally good for the soul. And there's things that we all need to know as people, and there's things that we need to know as black people in America that's different from all people in the world, even other Africans. We are special people. We are chosen people by Almighty God, Allah. I was watching a movie last night called Predator 2. And on this movie, Danny Glover is a black man, a black actor. And he was the star of the movie. And this predator that they portrayed, of course, was like an alien from outer space that had the power almost like God, in the sense that he could make himself invisible where you couldn't see him. And he was killing people on the earth. But guess what? He was killing only people who were bad people down here, who was killing other people. He preyed only on other people who preyed on other people. He was a predator on those who preyed on other people. Yeah. And Danny Glover it was almost impossible to kill him. The one man Danny Glover went to, he was a Jamaican drug lord, and asked him, say, what is this thing that's killing my people and they're killing your people and my people, the police and your people? He said, I don't know what the thing is, but I do know where it's at. He says, on the other side. And what he meant by being on the other side, he says, in the other world, man, the spiritual world, man, the world you can't see, he said, there's no killing what you can't kill. You see? So, he told Danny Glover, prepare yourself, because nobody can kill this thing. You can't see this thing. See? So now, what am I getting at? Why wasn't the star a white man? of the movie. Why wasn't the star a white man? I say again, the white man is the star in the Bible that the black people all over the world follow. The white man is the star. He's the God. And then he's made into a son of God. You see, why wasn't a white man? Because everything that happens has a message. Now, whether you are thinking and you get the message, that's on you. But this is the point I want to make. I'm not going to rush. Danny Glover was the one, the only one that could kill this alien. And it was a black man. And what happened was Danny Glover, after he didn't really kill him, but he wounded one of them so much that he went into their spaceship to kill him, and he almost got killed in the process, but he wounded him. He was smart. He used the weapons of the enemy to kill the enemy with his own weapon. And that's another powerful message, too. You can't kill the enemy with the enemy's weapon. You have to have something that's different from the enemy's weapon, and that's good. So Danny Glover, he got trapped down there in the spaceship, and as he killed the other one of the aliens, all the other aliens start appearing. They push a button, and then they can appear, and you can see them. So they pushed their button, and they surrounded him. He thought they was getting ready to kill him. And I guess everybody in there watching at first thought he was getting ready to kill him too. But you know what? They didn't kill him. They were so amazed that this man could kill something that really human beings couldn't kill. So he said, Danny Glover just dropped his weapon and they said, all right, well, which one next? And as they would pick the other one up and turn the alien back to their world, he was wounded, but he, I don't think he was dead. One of them, he stopped the aliens, and he had a gun that he had from the 1700s. And he threw that gun to him, and he said, you take this. This is for you. You take this. And what the message is this. He was saying, you and your people are the ones to change the earth and make that world down there better, where people won't be preying on each other. So now we are letting you know that we were sent. We were sent down here on earth not to kill people, but we were sent down here to destroy the evil. And now that you have been able to destroy one of us, you have been blessed with the power and your people to destroy the evil yourself. And I'm going to give you another sound of this. Check it out, African-American people. We've been through the worst of slavery of all people in the history of mankind, but yet we still the most loving people there is. We're killing up each other like we never have before, but we still the most loving people in the world, the African-American and forgiving people in the world. We have a mission. And this mission has been given to us before we were even created. And in the Bible, it says that in the last days of time, Allah, or the Creator, would raise up a people that the world would consider no people and take them people from their homeland to a strange land and make them slaves under another people. And they see what he was saying is that their life would be taken away from them. They would be stripped of the knowledge of me. They would be stripped of the knowledge of all the good I put in them. And they would be turned into animals or beasts. And when the white people, Europeans, brought us here to America as slaves 500 years ago, they said to us in some of their institutionalized slave mentality that we were three-fifths of a human being, when Almighty God, Allah, said he created all people equal. And most, they taught us this for over 500 years. Now most black people in America have accepted that they are not intelligent and have intellect and intelligence. You look at the way they live, even the ones that got a lot of money and rich, they act like animals because all they want is material things and carnal pleasures. They don't even want their own businesses like other races and try to raise up our race as a group. They want to live as individuals and have individual pleasures and carnal pleasures with each other and with other people. And they are not people who want to understand that in order to survive as a race, you must be entrepreneurs, not consumers, not consuming everything, but producers. Yeah, so this is something else I wanted to put in this talk today because it's part of the Allah being the only reality. And the reality of Almighty God was manifested when he chose Obama to be the president. Hardly nobody thought this would ever happen in America. Racist America? And you got Donald Trump in there now? One of the most racist in the world? So you see how God is working to show these people that he's here and his power is here. He's doing things in extreme. He's doing things that people thought would never happen before, right before your very eyes. So what is your excuse now not to know that there is a creator, there is a God, and that the only way he's going to help you against the evil in the government is by you changing your evil self? And President Obama, when he was running, he said, yes, we can change. He didn't say, yes, the government can change. He said, yes, we can change. What was he talking about? He was talking about, yes, we as a people, as a nation, we can change from our evil ways. One white lady up in Washington, D.C., when they killed somebody, this guy went in the Naval Academy up there and killed somebody, she said something evil in America and the world, and she said, it ain't going to go away by itself. She said, we got to change the evil ourselves. That was when all the schools were being shot up. People were going into schools around the country, blowing up the FBI building. This has been an evil, wicked, wicked country. And now this country is not by itself. This country has influenced the world like a snake. Spitting this venom all over the world and poisoning the minds and the hearts of the people where they take evil to be their good. They love seeing evil. White people back in slavery here for us as African Americans, they invented boxing by putting two black people in a ring as little boys and see them beat each other almost to death. And then as they got older, they kept the boxing going. And they would sit back and drink liquor and wine and smoke cigars and watch black people beat each other to death. And that was their entertainment. They got what's called a picnic. And the word picnic come from the derivative or derived from the word pick a nigger. They used to pick a nigger back in slavery to hang. And on that hanging day, they would all get their dress clothes and fine so-called wines and liquors. And boy, they would have a picnic. All the food watching niggas be hanged. This is the type of government you got right now that you've been had. But so many of you blacks want to be white, you're trying to overlook the evil of this government and think falsely that it's going to change on its own. Somehow it's going to change. And so you're just going along with the program to get along. But I'm going to tell you something. You've been going along to get along, but you ain't going to be able to do it soon because God's getting ready to destroy the government and all those who've been going along with it. That includes most of you black African-American people. Peace. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam. Imam Shaheed Shabazz. Teaching on Allah is the only reality. this beautiful, beautiful Sunday morning. I want to thank you all, radio listening audience, for joining us this morning and listening to the beautiful radio broadcast with his profound wisdom and knowledge, Imam Shaheed Shabazz. And now I want to bring on a listener. I see we've had here for a few minutes now. We'll bring on, I believe I know this listener, As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum salam, listening audience and host.
Yes, this is Muslim. I thought that was you. I still recognize that number. How are you this morning?
I'm fine, thank you. Thank the Lord for a beautiful new day, which is an opportunity to be better today than yesterday. So we're very grateful.
Definitely so, sister. That's right. So we should keep our attention focused on the blessings of Allah each day we awake. Thank you very much. And we want to hear from you and hear your contribution to these profound things that our Imam Shaheed Shabazz is bringing to us today.
Coming after him, it's not really much for me to say. I think he hit points from A to Z, and I just hope that people who are open to receive will take it, and for those who are not ready to receive, should take it, because when truth comes to you, I just want to say, when we don't know better, we don't act better, but once knowledge has come to you, you are obligated to change. You cannot sweep it under the rug. You can't deny it, because the Lord will use people. He will use people, put people in your life to send messages. And if you reject, then you could bring the wrath on yourself. So I just want to say for the listening audience, it behooves you to take knowledge so you can prepare yourself, so that you can purify your soul, because this life is no more than purification. Yeah,
that's correct.
And also, yes, and we look at trials. No, trials are a mercy, so you can know yourself first. Amen.
Amen.
Beautiful reminder. Yes.
And then once you pass the trials, you're going to be raised up. So keep praising the Lord. When you have trials, you praise the Lord, and when you have goodness in your life, you praise the Lord. So when you do something wrong, Lord, forgive me. So you praise the Lord, forgive me. Lord, please forgive me. Praise the Lord, Lord, forgive me. So this life is always about purification, always about praising the Lord, always about asking for forgiveness. Because if someone's done something to you, listen to the audience, forgiveness is not for them. It's for you.
Yes.
Because
yes.
your heart will become hard if you don't ask for forgiveness. And you're putting up walls. You can't even get close to your Lord because you're walking around like a rock. What can penetrate a rock? The Lord can. Yes, praise the Lord. So thank you, Abdul Shaheed, for that beautiful message. And we just pray for all the listening audience to know that there's only one race, the human race, and it's all about who wants to get the blessings, who wants to get the blessings first to be the better person. Even in a marital relationship, and this is the last thing I want to say, thank you for your patience. When there's an argument between you and your wife, or you and your partner, or you and your choice of people that you choose to be with, it says even if you know you're right, you're arguing, you left the argument first. The Lord says he has a special place in heaven for you if you're living under a marital relationship, because the Lord is not going to bless anything that's not right. So I just
that's
wanted
right.
to say that. You leave the argument, because when you're arguing, as Sister Isla said, the angels are with you when you're not arguing. So as soon as you argue, they leave.
That's right.
That's right.
So, stay with the Lord at all times and always ask him to forgive him and praise him, because he's the one who gives you the oxygen that you breathe in. The mercy follows you wherever you go. You're benefiting from his mercy. The oxygen
that's
follows
right.
you wherever you are. So praise him in all conditions. Thank you.
Thank you very much, and at this time, I do want to comment myself on your statements. First of all, I want to say this. As you was talking, I was thinking. And what Almighty God Allah revealed to me is this here. You said something most powerful that most Muslims and most people don't pay attention to. Forgiveness. Forgiveness is the most powerful virtue in the human being's life. I'm going to tell you why. Forgiveness is like running water. What does running water do? What is the nature of running water? It purifies itself. And as long as we forgive people, Allah in the Quran tells us as mu'minun, believers, he said, tell those who believe to forgive those who do not look forward to meet me on the day of judgment. He said, treat your enemies kind. So as we can see, you can't hold. And he said also this, he said, refrain, stay away from seeing other people evil. He said, refrain from looking at them doing evil. And he said, refrain from talking, listening to them talking evil. So you have to separate distinctly all evil from good. And like it is said, the sister said, this is how deep a Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that his prayers and peace be upon him, the last prophet and messenger of Allah to mankind, he said that, see, Allah is good. And he wants good for us. And he only accepts that which is good. So you cannot mix good with evil and think that Allah is going to accept that. And this is what you got most Muslims, most Christians, most Jews, and most people in religion in the world doing. They mixing good behavior with bad behavior and think that's acceptable and saying, yeah, I love the Lord. I praise the Lord. I honor the Lord. And then in time they do that, they drink, start drinking the beer, smoking the joint, go make salat. Get off from prayer. Go to prayer intoxicated. Get off from prayer intoxicated. And this is another thing I want to say. That prayer, most people don't understand what prayer is. Muslims don't, Christians don't, Jews don't, most people don't. Because they think prayer is just saying some words to the Creator. You know, or bowing down in a certain posture to the Creator. That's not prayer. They say, you know what prayer really is? Prayer is really remembrance of God, Allah, under his title of omniscient. What does that mean? Remembering that he's never absent at any time or place, and he sees all that you do, even though you don't see him. That's prayer. Prayer is the fear to do wrong, even though I don't see God, and I don't see nobody else, and they don't see me. But the Creator, Allah, he sees me. And I got to answer to him for what I'm doing that's wrong on a day called Yama Kiyama, resurrection and judgment. Yeah. So purification, like the sister said, this life is for trial. And the Almighty God, Allah, said he tried us in order to reward us. So the trials ain't bad. I was just tried with life or death in the hospital with a heart attack. And before they took me into the procedure, I won't worry about it because I know this life ain't permanent. I knew if he took my soul, it was time for me to come home, and I had fulfilled my obligation and responsibilities to him in this little short fleet of time we have here in this planet called Earth, which is this planet Earth and this universe is here just for a very short time. Very short time. Almighty God, Allah said 1,000 years of our time is like one day to him. We're just here for a fleeting moment, people. You don't have time to waste in evil and wrongdoing. Even Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, said to the Muslim believers, he said, we should do all that, not just what God, Allah, has obligated us to do, called fard in Islam. He said we should do all the supererogatory or extra good that we can do so that we'll have a chance to be saved on the day of judgment. Do you know, people, that all the good that we do is not good enough to save us, because we're in a body, a weak flesh body, that do so much evil, think so much evil, do so much evil, that even the best of us could make it in heaven except through the grace and mercy of our Creator. And in order to earn His mercy and grace, like the sister said, before we say Alhamdulillah, all praises due to our Creator, Allah, we should first say Astaghfirullah, please forgive me, God, Allah, of my sins. And then all praises due to you for your mercy and forgiving me for so much that I should be punished for. As-salamu alaykum.
Alaykum as-salam. Beautifully, man, Shahid Shabazz, teaching on Allah is the only reality. And he's teaching strong. We want to thank Allah for blessing us with this beautiful sister to come on too and join us. And this is what we want. We want feedback from you. So in our radio listening audience, those of you who are sitting out there, I know that we as the people, we really don't like to say much. We just want to listen. And that's good. Listening is good. But also participating and giving feedback is good, too, because it helps the people. It gives them more insight. And it helps them to think about that, that they are concerned about, that they want to ask questions about. So come on out and give us your comments. I was just listening to the sister. She was talking about, again, forgiveness and prayer, two main points she brought up. And that reminded me, when she was saying forgiveness, that when we were new, they used to always tell us when there was going to be an argument or a fight, if you feel like there's going to be an argument or a fight, just walk away. That doesn't mean that you are the weak person. That means that you are the stronger person. If you just walk, said, don't worry about what people will say about you. Walk away. If you think
that's
that someone
right.
is trying to fight or cause conflict, then walk away from the situation. You are the best person. And they're taught in Islam that the person who walks away is the one. The person who leaves the discussion of evil and evil talk and fighting and conflict, that's the one who gets the blessing. That's the one who will be blessed. Not the one who wants to sit there and argue and who will point to the people who say he's a stronger, he can beat that person and all that. So I thought that's beautiful, sister, that and not only that, that you were taught as Christians, even when I was in the Christian religion, we were taught as Christians to always ask forgiveness. Forgiveness for those who want to do you harm and to hurt you. Because that person, we were taught, who's trying to do you harm today might be your best friend tomorrow or might come to you for help tomorrow.
That's right.
And we've even seen that in some cases. I had a sister who had a house, and this little young lady could always keep confliction going between us and her when we were little. And but as she grew older, she needed a place to live, and she went to my sister to see if she had a place for her to rent. And she did, and she allowed her to rent it. But see, you never can tell who you're going to need help from in the end. And another thing is with our prayers, definitely we should be praying and constantly focused on our Creator and talking to Him, but we should also be sincere. We should do it with sincerity and with good intentions. Everybody who prays
sister,
is not there for sincerity.
That's right. Sister, can I say something
yes.
right quick or I might forget it?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It'll be brief. I didn't want to cut you, but it's very important. For the Muslims and for people in general at large in the world. Prophet Muhammad Mustafa ibn Abdullah was the last and universal prophet of Allah, the creator for all mankind. Prayers and peace be upon him. And he is said by Allah, the creator for all people. I want all of you to hear this. He said by the creator that he's the best model of human behavior and human good moral conduct of all people in the world that was ever created. Yes? And he said anybody that want to be saved on the day of judgment, they must from his time to the end of time, they must follow his example, his hadith, his sayings, and his sunnah, his life example. Let me share something with you with this man that he did that was powerful. It's right along with what you're saying, sister. There was this lady when he was trying to teach that there's only one God, because during his lifetime when he was born, 1,400 years ago, they it was a time called Jahiliyyah, just like this time. But Jahiliyyah means a spirit or age or period of spiritual darkness in the world. All the people in the world was spiritually ignorant of their creator, and you can imagine the horrific things they was doing like they're doing today. He was born in a time like that. And this one man, because he had a heart and a love for good and to see things done in a respectable way and not people killing and murdering and maiming up each other like they're doing as human beings. He knew that wasn't his nature, and he was orphaned as a little boy. His mother and father died, and he was raised by his uncle, but he kept that good heart and good nature. And even when in a time when right now when you can't trust all and nobody, they stealing from you. Somebody told me somebody stole something from this other day. Stealing from you all the time, taking from you. This man didn't even take from his enemies. And when he, before he received the revelation of Allah, the creator to be his last prophet, even the people around him gave him the title in the Arabic language. It's called El Amin, the trusted one, the trustworthy. Of all the people in that time, he was called the trustworthy one. Okay, let's move on with his history a little bit. When he was missing to be the prophet of Almighty God, to teach and bring back to the world, La ilaha illallah, that there is no God but one God, that was the only way the world could be saved, by recognizing that we all have the same God, and he's good, and he created us to be like him good, and he created us different tribes and nations, that we may get to love one another, know one another, and not hate and despise one another. This is what he was teaching, as all other prophets and messengers taught. They tried to kill him for doing that, especially his own people in Mecca, the city in Saudi Arabia, Mecca. Yes, so his own enemies, they was always trying to kill the man, like they've been trying to kill me for over 40-some years here in America, especially in North Carolina and D.C., for trying to teach in Virginia, La ilaha illallah, that we only have one God. We should come together as one and worship as one, and we can destroy the evil and have a heavenly life right now and in the hereafter. We can have the good here and in the hereafter. Okay, so this man, and I'm about through, but I'm not rushing. There ain't no rush here till the time run out. That's what the program is about, teaching, educating myself and others. Okay, the creator. So this man had a lady that she hated him. She was a Jew lady, and her religion was Judaism. She hated Islam. Hated. It wasn't Muhammad so much she hated. She hated what he was teaching and representing. La ilaha illallah, Islam, oneness of God, Ta'i, the oneness of God, the creator. So he was a merchant. He worked for himself like I'm a merchant. I work for myself. That's right. Really, I work for God. He was working for God and himself so he could be free to reach the hearts and souls of people in his travels and in his work. And that's what I've been blessed to do for about 40 years, 37, 9 years. And anyway, it was this path that he took, like I done took so many paths. And this lady stayed up, you know, some stories up, maybe 2-3 stories or whatever up. And she looked down on him, and when he passed by, she would throw urine. She would urine at the time she thought he was coming by, urine. She had urine waiting on him, feces, and she would throw this stuff out there on the man. Curse him, call this God by all kinds of derogatory names. Of course, she was talking about her God, too. And you know what? Most of us today, that takes superhuman strength to withstand something like that and keep going by that same path, letting that happen to you. most people would at least took another path. He didn't. And he had a reason for it. It's powerful reason for all Muslims and all people. This man, enemy, did this to him. He kept going by that path. One day, that he went by the path, that didn't happen to him. He didn't see nothing coming out of the window, nobody cursing him out. He wondered, what happened? What's going on? Where is she at? What's happening? The lady had took sick, and she was in the hospital. Guess what? This man could have been like most of us and said, I'm glad her ass is in the hospital. Oh, crazy, ignorant fool. She's talking about God and all that. He could have got like that and not forgave her. He forgave the lady for all she did to him and went to the hospital to visit her in her sick bed. The lady heart was so touched and so moved that my enemy, my worst enemy, came to visit me to see how I'm doing. She took the Shahada on her sick bed. The Shahada means she declared her faith in Islam to follow Allah, the God of all people, and Muhammad as the last prophet and messenger to be her teacher, spiritual leader, teaching God from that day, and he became one of the strongest Muslims noted in the world today. Also, one more story I want to tell, and it's true history. Prophet Muhammad went to a city that was trying to kill him, so fierce, so he wouldn't teach one God, because they in Mecca they had 360 gods, I think, in a place called the Kaaba, the house of Allah that Prophet Abraham and Ishmael built. You see, he wanted to purify that house for the worship of the one God again. Yes? And so he fled in the night to get away. They were trying to kill him. And he and then some of his followers, and he went to a little city called Tarish. And the people there, they was waiting on him. Yeah, they were waiting on him. Said, you think you're coming here to get some relief? No, you finna get more of the same. So they didn't kill him, the elderly. They had the children to try to kill him, to throw stones at him, big stones, stones, little stones. And they threw so many stones at the man and him. He was so drenched in blood. His whole body and clothes was drenched in blood. He was almost out of blood. And after they seen that he had fell down, they thought maybe, well, he's dead. He ain't no more good. He's going to die. The elders, they told the children, stop throwing stones at him. Okay? They stopped. So when they stopped, they didn't kill him. Allah revived the man, and then Allah, the Creator, asked him, say, sent the angels to him and asked him, say, do you want me to destroy these people for doing this to you? I sent you to you to them to save that town from their evil, and they're trying to kill you? My last prophet and messenger that I sent to them for good, their own good? Say, do you want me to destroy them? I'll destroy them right now. I'll send flights of birds in there and stone them to death right now. Prophet Muhammad humbly said to the angels, no, let the Creator know I don't want them to be killed, because later on some of them, they may change and they may become Muslims, servants of Almighty God. And sure enough, in time, in just a little time, that whole city became Muslim because that man forgave them. Peace be with you. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum as-salam. Ma'am, Jaheed, Shabab. On the day of broadcast, the reality of the Creator, which comes on every Sunday morning at 10:30, teaching strong and powerful today. Allah is the only reality. Teaching, we pray you are enjoying teachings, and that you are taking it to your heart and taking seriously what he's saying, because it is just that, the reality of life, the reality that we have only one God, and we must all answer to that one God. Yes, so we want to be so grateful that we have teachers like Imam Shaheed Shabbat to come to us, to be servants of the Lord, to be his callers, to the truth, to the right path, yea, his messenger, and to try to reach us and bring us back to the right, but most of us are going astray on the wrong path. Yes. So we want to allow our beautiful guest today, Sister Miss Lima, give her another chance to comment if she has anything to say at this time. Sister Miss Lima?
Yes. Yes, I'm here. Thank you for that beautiful comment. To the Abdul Shaheed, and thank you for being a great host, Sister Isla. This is a beautiful talk show.
Thank you,
that's
my
very
thank you very much.
Yes. Very nice. I'd like to to comment. That's a beautiful analogy that you gave about when the prophet who came after Jesus, peace and blessings upon him, said when the people start throwing trash at him. And he still wanted the best for them. How many of us are like that? And it is a saying, don't let the hatred of another person incite you to do anything but jest.
That's
see,
right.
What we do to others is on our record. What they do to us is on their record.
That's right.
That's right.
And we grow up hearing as a child, two wrongs don't make a right.
That's right.
And the law says, the Lord says, is my earth spacious for you? You know, we know that we are free agent on this earth. No one has a right to oppress anybody.
That's right.
You can be like the bird. What happens to a bird? You try to get the bird, he going to leave. He going to go somewhere else.
That's right.
So the Lord says, is my earth spacious? You can go somewhere else. Go in another part of the world. You feel like your friend's bothering you? Go make some new friends.
That's right.
Just keep that faith and keep that joy in your heart. Too many of us frown too much. We don't know how to be happy. Then we wonder why we're so sick. The hormone that makes you laugh heals the body, helps your spirit, increase your faith. That hormone that causes joy is so turned off because you got a bad attitude. You don't even like yourself. And you wonder what's wrong with you.
That is real.
Yeah, so most of us are trapped in our own souls. You know, we in bondage in our own bodies.
That's exactly right.
You know, the jail is in your heart and your mind. You locked up. You lock yourself up.
That's right.
Right.
You want to unlock bondage, then you got to get with the Lord. Get the keys. Humble yourself.
That's right.
Be grateful. The Lord doesn't like ingratitude, people. He don't like people who whine and complain.
Can I say this right quick, and Sister, just briefly?
Yes, sir.
What you just said, Frankie Beverly is a singer, and he said love is the key.
That's right.
And he was right. That's powerful. Love, see, that's so powerful. We open our doors, we open our, start our car with keys and stuff. Things start with keys. And the key to life is to love Almighty God and put him above yourself.
Thank you.
Yes. All times, trust him and don't trust yourself.
Trust yourself. And also, can I say something else, please?
Sure.
Yeah. It's so important that we always remember, you always have options, people. You have options. Right now, I'm in Atlanta, Georgia, on my friend's porch with the sunshine, talking on the porch on the radio show. Enjoying it. We have to take time to enjoy the creation.
That's right.
To praise him. Look at his creation. Don't just use it. Praise him for it.
That's right.
Yeah, you're using it. You boating, going on the boats and skiing and, you know, chilling and relaxing, but you're not praising him for it? Man, come over right by his car. He just put his little boat on the car. It is the Lord who gave them that boat. So whatever we have, people, you got your sanity? Okay. Well, it says you feel what your other people feel. You feel what your neighbors feel. It says we're not a believer until we want for our brothers and sisters what you want for yourself. If you have a lot and your neighbor's hungry, that's your fault. So let's focus on our blessings. Let's be generous. Let's focus on all the blessings we have and praise Him in all conditions. And even though you may not have what you think you want, but you have what you need.
That's
right. Give you thanks. He gave you everything you need. You're unemployed right now, that's just a trial. As long as you have brains and hands, you can create a job.
That's exactly right.
Don't be dependent on nobody. You go out and make a way for yourself, because the same Lord who helped you last time will help you this time. And I just want to say, you go to work, you look at your, you call him your boss. God is the boss.
That's right. Sure, you're calling him. That's right.
Okay. Yeah.
No, you go ahead.
No, he's the manager. That's right. But see, just like everybody's in authority, guess what? With that authority comes a trust. You can't go around beating up people and think you want something good going to happen to you. You can't go around mistreating, your workers. So the humility is very important. You know, gratitude and humility are two important things. And a good teacher is a good learner.
That's right. Well, Ibn Salam Weah said, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Well said. Thank you.
Oh, mashallah. You're welcome. Thank you for the time and sharing.
Yes, we want to thank our Creator for blessing us with this beautiful day and this beautiful, beautiful sister we have to come on today and support us. And we want to thank Him for blessing us definitely with our beautiful teacher, our most powerful and spiritual teacher, and our teacher who can give us the understanding of our Creator's will in the most profound ways that touches and reaches our heart and soul. So we have so much to be thankful for, people. Just waking up today in this step is the greatest blessing of all. And
that's
from
right.
That, we must start to recognize all the good that comes after, which is everything that we choose to see within ourselves that is good. We don't have to make what we call conflict or confusion actually be confusion, because we don't have to see it and be a part of it.
That's right.
We have a day that is good because that's the way we see it, and that's the way we have chosen for it to be for us. And we want to thank our Creator for blessing us again with another most beautiful and glorious and good day. And I am not going to hold up any longer. I do want to remind you again, for those of you who might have just come on, that you are listening to the Sunday morning radio broadcast of Imam Shaheed Shabbat. And again, I want to holler out to the sister and say, sister, enjoy yourself in Georgia in that beautiful sunshine. I know you're having a great time.
Yeah.
Imam Shabbat, I want to thank Allah that you are doing so well today after your ordeal and your unsearchable procedure that you had to have with your heart. Your back is strong and going on again as though nothing ever happened. We thank Allah for that blessing too. And now, without any more, I want to turn the teachings back over to Imam Shaheed Shabbat.
Yes, assalamu alaikum. And I also, as an individual, want to thank Allah for you, Sister Muslima, your journey to the earth. And Allah Almighty says, as you were saying, He said, travel through my earth and learn. Learn what happened to those who came before you. You learn by traveling. And the OJs, a singing group, they made a song years ago in this 1970s called Traveling at the Speed of Thought. Think about that. The way you travel, even though you travel physically, but if you don't travel in your soul and in your mind, you ain't went nowhere. You ain't traveled. Traveling for a human being is not just physically. You can travel without even moving out of one spot. Right now, I'm already traveling into heaven, and I'm still down here on earth.
That's powerful. Your faith.
Yes. Yes.
Move mountains. Faith can move mountains.
That's right. Because faith is what? Faith is in the power of the word of Allah.
That's right.
So your faith is what causes Allah to work for you. We was put in this world, Allah say, and he say he made this world for trial. He said he made this world for us to suffer, trial, tribulation, hardship. And he said he made all of that so that if we obey him through all of that by having faith and trust in him and living the way he said live, the best we can, always asking this help, he said, I reward for all of this suffering, all of these bad things, all of this evil in this world. He said, I reward for going through all of this for his pleasure is eternal peace, eternal love, eternal life, where there will be no more dying, no more crying, no more injustice, no more oppressive government. It will be happiness and bliss beyond our imagination forever and forever. And we won't just have these temporary things that we worship around here as God. We'll have the one God we'll worship, and he will give us things that these things can't even begin to compare with. Huh? So which do you choose? Which one do you want, people? Huh? You choose. Choose the day, because you don't have many days to choose. Peace.
Assalamu alaikum. Again, we're listening to the Sunday morning radio broadcast of Imam Shaheed Shabazz, Reality of a Creator. And he's teaching strong, again, beautiful, profound message he's bringing to you. Allah is the only reality. We pray, Allah, that you will open your hearts up spiritually to see the message, to understand the message, to accept it, and to use it to help better your life, to purify your soul, and to reach out to others and bring this information to them so that they may also join us on Sunday morning, 10:30 a.m. for the Reality of the Creator. Yes, we are living in a time now where we need to understand who we are and whose we are. I mean, you need to unite in that understanding to try to bring about the way of life that he has chosen for us to live. His way of life, bring it back. As it was in the beginning, they say, so shall it be in the end. But we have to be the ones. He's waiting on us to change what's in our hearts, to join together and unite like we should, and to bring about his will, his way of life. And then that's when we will have peace on earth and make good life on earth. We have to do it. He's not going to just reach down and hand it to us, you know, all that spookified idea. No. You're going to bring about the change of this world. You're going to bring about that peace that you're looking for. But you have to first...
Can I, sister, can I say this right briefly?
Yes,
I want to say this here, too. This is profound. Allah just revealed this to me. If you just break down the word good, G-O-O, good, G-O-O-D, God, if you take one of the O's out, you got God. Allah or God is all good. You see, so what I'm saying is this, that we was created for the good life. We was created for the good life, you see, and we are tested with the bad. Allah said he tests us with good and bad, both by way of trial. But Allah said the only people that will be successful in this little flight of time we have here on earth are only those who, every day of their life, he gives them another day. At the end of the day, they evaluate their life and they evaluate their progress and success, not by material things, but by asking themselves, how much closer have I got to my Lord?
How much closer have I gotten to my Lord?
Because Allah say all things on earth with us as human beings must pass away. And we'll pass away. But he said all this with him and his world will endure, last forever.
Yes. Thank you, brother, for that beautiful, beautiful message there. That's something for us to think on every day. And every day when we go to bed at night, we should ask ourselves that, how much closer have I gotten to my Lord? And in the morning when we wake up, we should ask ourselves the same question. How much closer will I get to my Lord as I journey through this day? Yes, indeed. It's a beautiful
message. I would like for Sister Muslima, I would like for Sister Muslima because she was so thoughtful and so appreciative of the show to come on. I invited her on and some more people, and they didn't come on, but she did come on, and I really am appreciative and grateful to her and to Almighty Allah first and her, mashallah, for coming on. I would like for her to have a few more comments because I love the way she explained things and make them simplified so that the people can't say, I don't understand that or I didn't understand that.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And Brother Larry, he wasn't able to come on today, Imam Adushahi.
Well, apparently not. He haven't come on. So we just want to go with those who are on.
Right.
And
okay.
Go on with the show. The show must go on.
Yeah, the show must go on. Yeah, I would like to share with the people, you know, we all were put here to grow. Don't think you know everything. Don't think you know everything just like the flower. You plant a seed, everything has a seed. Your thoughts have a seed, everything has a seed. And I just want to share this with you all about planting the thoughts, like the brother said. What you think is what you become. You know, the very things that we depend on, unfortunately, is being destroyed, food and water. But, you know, people, you are what you eat, drink, and think. So be careful
That's
with
right.
your thoughts. Be careful. Be careful what you think. Be careful with your actions. Be careful with your company. Be careful with your time. And you know, you are going to be judged by the company you keep. You know, just like when people get locked up, okay, you was with them, okay, well, you going down too. So just
and can
careful.
I say this right quick, Muslima, along with your comments? Can I say something briefly,
yes,
if you don't mind? I thought about something as you was talking, and it sort of rhymed, but it's true. Use time before time, use you.
I'm sorry, say that again, please.
Use time before time uses you.
Exactly, that's right, exactly.
Yes, indeed. Yes, sir.
Yes, for the time to take care of you. Yeah, as a matter of fact, it's the five things. Do the five things. Take care of your youth before you get old. When you're young, play on the ball field and compete and run. And take care of your youth before you get old. They can use you in the front line. When you get older, you move a little slow. So take care of your youth while you're young. Take care of your health before you're sick.
Go ahead on. I'm sorry.
Now, the five things, I just wanted to expound. I know the time is short. This is the last thing. And take care of your health before you get sick. You know,
That's
you wait till you get older, start taking care of yourself. The body
That's
will,
right.
It says the Lord will forgive you, but the body won't. So take
and
care
also,
of your health. Yes,
That's
sir.
Right. Now, yes, ma'am, I didn't want to cut you. Go on.
No, and take care of your health before you get sick. Somebody has
That's
to
right.
carry you around. Now, we're not,
right
we can't
you.
Be here forever, but I tell you what, people, you take care of yourself, your body will appreciate it. You know, if you have energy.
And you'll be rewarded for it by your Creator, too.
Exactly.
Right.
You can
he rewards that. You for taking care of his creation.
Yes, exactly. Yes. He will use you. Yes, sir. And
he rewards
you. Know,
you.
Yes. And take care of our lives before we die. And spend your time wisely before you go broke. You piling up all this stuff for what? Who is all this stuff you piling up for? You got
That's
a million
right.
books, 1,000 books, 100 pair of shoes. Spend stuff on other people. People need stuff. Stop thinking about you. If you have something, it's not just for you, it's to give. Knowledge.
That's right.
It's not just for you. Knowledge is to give.
That's
if you
right.
have common, share your common sense. You don't have no money, share your love, share your thoughts, share something, people, because it is in giving that you're going to receive.
That's right. And I want to say this, if I can, along with you. I know we got short time, but Allah, the creator of the heavens and the earth, say, when you give, when you give, you become wealthy. And he said, when you hoard and you stingy, you become poor. Now, what do we mean by that? Real wealth is not in material things. Real wealth is in the goodness of Almighty God, his mercy, and his love and grace. He said his mercy for the believer is better than all the material wealth that the materialistic people can gain on this earth. Yes, and Prophet Muhammad said good health for the believer is better than material wealth.
Yes, health is wealth.
Yes. Right.
Your health. That's correct. Because with good health, you can do good. One guy told me, and I'm through, he said yesterday I was in Durham working, doing da'wah, spreading the word of Allah, and he had just seen me the past week, and he said, you just got out of the hospital with a heart attack, was in there for a week, and you back out here again working? I said, yeah. I say, he said, well, it's because God won't ready. He still got work for you to do. He ain't ready for you to go because he still got work for you to do. And I say, you're right, apparently you're right. I'm here, and I'm back out here on my job.
Tell him, too. Tell him, truth be told, when he was in the hospital, people, when you're in the hospital, wherever you are, you give up the doubt. You teach the people. Tell them about
that's
the how
exactly
to
right.
From your hospital bed with one eye open, your last breath.
That's
breath.
Right. And you can best believe this man right here had the whole hospital. I ain't had nothing, but the Creator using me had the whole hospital lit up because, as they say, I was born talking. I was one of the few babies like Jesus born talking. No, I'm just kidding.
You said your grandmother used to call you little old man.
Yeah, old man when I was a little boy. So, and then I used to talk so
yeah,
I used
how,
to talk so much. Wait a minute. I used to talk so much when I was a little boy, my mother used to have to make me shut my mouth because I would talk so much, my nose would start bleeding.
Oh,
Michael.
Wow.
You was a showing up talking.
Yeah, and that's why you're speaking to an ancient man today.
Crazy to fuck. Yeah, and thank you all so much for the time. And can I say one last thing, Isla?
Yes, you may, my beautiful.
Okay, you know, struggling. People look at struggle. Struggle is good. Struggle. You struggle with yourself.
Purifies
you.
Yes, it's very good.
Purifies
you. Okay. That's right. Yes, it do.
Thank you.
Because that's your challenge in life, you know? That's your challenge.
Yes.
The challenge to choose between good and evil. And you complete that struggle, and you want the rewards at the end of that struggle, and that's your blessing.
Yes.
And Allah and the Creator also say He created us into toil and struggle, and He said with every difficulty there is relief, and He emphasized it again, with every difficulty there is relief. So He said after your immediate struggle, still labor hard, and to your Lord turn all your attention.
Yes,
indeed. Yes, I want to remind us that we have about a minute and a half to go now, and we might want to think about closing out with Salah.
Well, I tell you what I want to do. I want to let Sister Muslima close out with Salah since she was so generous in giving up her time and coming on the show.
Oh, thank you. Oh, I'm so honored. Give me some tissues. I'm crying. No, I'm very honored. In my heart, I felt that. Thank you. I was so surprised that you would say that. Yeah, people get the opportunity. Okay, I would like to say a special prayer. It's Lord of the Throne. Lord, there is no God but you, the living, the subsisting, the eternal. No slumber can seize you nor sleep. You are all things in the heavens and the earth. Nor can we get the knowledge except as you will. Your throne doeth extend over the heavens and the earth, and you feel no fatigue in guarding over us and protecting us, for you are the high, supreme, and glory. I mean,
beautiful.
Beautiful.
And just, do we have another little bit of time for prayer?
Just a quick one because our time is actually up. We have about
I'm gonna let you say the quick one, co-host. You say the quick one.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Oh, merciful Allah, we want to thank you again for another beautiful show that we could talk to the people. And we prayed it. We gave them the message and that you presented to us to give to them, and they received it. And we want to thank you for our beautiful guest and pray that we will continue in your life to persevere to please you with our lives. I mean,
I mean, thank you all both, and thank you, listening audience, and may God, the Creator, Allah, bless you all, not just with a blessed day, but with a blessed life. That is, if you surrender, give up your will to His will. I mean, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank
Peace
you,
with you. Thank you.
Join us again next week, same time, 10:30 a.m., for another beautiful episode. So, Imam Shahid Shabazz, on behalf of the Creator, have a great day.